Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The U.S. and other G7 nations will ban the imports of gold from Russia. NPR's Tamara Keith has more on the latest effort to cut Russia off from the global financial system.
President Biden's announcement of a planned ban on Russian gold imports is the first action to come from the G7 meeting that began today in the German Alps.
We have to stay together. Yeah. As Putin has been counting on from the beginning, and somehow NATO would and the G7 would splinter, but we haven't, and we're not going to.
The seven leaders are set to make the gold import ban official on Tuesday with a goal of further isolating Russia as the war in Ukraine drags on. Gold is its second largest export behind oil. At the G7, the leaders will spend significant time discussing global food and fuel shortages tied to the war, as well as inflation, which has been exacerbated by those supply challenges. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Telfs, Austria.
Ukrainian officials say a barrage of Russian missiles hit several neighborhoods in Kyiv early today. At least one person was killed, and rescuers say they pulled several people out of the rubble. NPR's Emily Fang reports the rise in attacks comes after nearly 2 months of quiet in the capital.
Smoke hung in the air as rescue workers dug through the remnants of two residential buildings struck between 6 and 7 a.m. on Sunday. Four Russian missiles hit this downtown neighborhood, which hadn't been hit since late April. More missiles hit Kyiv late morning. The strikes are part of a wave of Russian strikes that have hit far into Ukraine's west, which had been relatively quiet after Ukrainian forces beat back Russian soldiers into a retreat from Kyiv in late March. Emily Fang, NPR News, Kyiv.
Catholic and evangelical churches are celebrating the Supreme Court's ruling, striking down Roe v. Wade, though often in muted ways. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN has more from a church in Nashville that's collecting diapers for new mothers.
An end to abortion is something members of the Evangelical Unite Church in East Nashville have prayed for, but it's not cause for throwing a party, says Pastor Grant Pemberton, especially as so many are mourning the loss of their rights.
If I'm going to celebrate something in the face of someone who's weeping, it doesn't feel like love.
Instead, Pemberton's church is ramping up its partnership with a crisis pregnancy center. Even for anti-abortion activists, some say they're keeping quiet, partly not to become targets for protesters. Some churches have hired extra security for today's services just in case. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
In Bethesda, Maryland, South Korea's In-Jin Chung won the KPMG Women's PGA Championship by one shot over Lexi Thompson. This is NPR. South African police are investigating the deaths of at least 20 people at a nightclub in the coastal town of East London. It's unclear what led to the deaths early today. The young people were reportedly attending a party to celebrate the end of winter school exams. Local media report bodies were strewn across tables and chairs without any visible signs of injuries. Health department officials say at this point they can't confirm the cause of the deaths. The owner of the club told local broadcast media, NCA, that he heard the venue was too full and that some people tried to force their way in. Top Gun, Maverick, and Elvis are in a tight race for first place at the box office this weekend. NPR's Bob Mondello has more.
Only in Hollywood could a king beat an ace, but when the dust clears, the king of rock and roll,
ladies and gentlemen, here's Elvis Presley,
has a real shot at topping Hollywood's ace fighter pilot.
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking.
Weekend estimates for Elvis and Top Gun Maverick are identical at $30.5 million. That's a surprisingly high start for the king's biopic and a robust hold for the ace's fifth weekend. Thrillers Jurassic World Dominion and The Black Phone are close behind, evidence that cinemas are finally bouncing back from the pandemic. This is the first time since the summer of 2017 that four films have each made more than $20 million in a single non-holiday weekend. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
And I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.